Hey there, I'm Amanda, a Southern mama with big city sensibilities. I'm the girl that took a daydream and built a profitable virtual assistant business all in the middle of a global pandemic. Now, I work from home alongside some of the biggest bloggers and influencers while running a six-figure online business. I'm taking you along for the ride as we dive into business, marketing, strategy, and real life as a female entrepreneur. I'm all about simple, easy, actionable steps that get real results. This podcast is for the dreamers, the doers, and the go-getters. So let's kick imposter syndrome together and pull back the curtain on how to actually make money online. Get ready as we dig in, do the work, and tackle those big dreams I know you've been dreaming up. This is the Bold Business Podcast. Hi there, I'm Amanda, your host of the Bold Business Podcast. Welcome to our very first episode. I am so excited to dive in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals along the way. In case this is your first time that you've joined our community, I thought I would kick off with telling you a little bit about me. I run the Virtual Assistant Studio, a virtual assistant agency for bloggers and influencers, and we help influencers create content that converts and implementing revenue-generating strategies such as SEO-optimized blog posts, Pinterest management, email marketing, custom graphics. We are huge fans of Canva and so much more. I'm also the creator of our signature course, the Virtual Assistant Studio course. I know, original title, right? But we teach moms how to build their own virtual assistant business so that they can make full-time income during nap time. I built my business in the middle of a global pandemic with no website, and get this, no social media. I know, it's a huge gas moment, which is kind of funny because I actually love social media, but that was not a huge part in starting my business. And I'm excited to tell you, I'll probably do a whole episode about just how I structured the beginning stages of the business without having a website and social media. But here's the thing. While I wholeheartedly believe in the scrappy approach in the beginning, I'm also a huge advocate in marketing and business strategies and the power of social media and so much more that goes into growing and scaling a business, which is exactly what we're going to dive into on this show. You can expect a combination of solo teaching shows with myself, yours truly, and also guest interviews where we are going to be chatting with experts within our industry, ranging from SEO gurus to social media mavens to the biggest bloggers and influencers, and I'm so excited. I'm going to be pulling back the curtain on not only my business, but my life and this vast world of being a virtual assistant to bloggers and influencers and what that looks like and what it entails and what it really means to be a virtual assistant and to be a blogger and influencer. But before we dive into my tried and true methods for building a profitable virtual assistant business, I thought it would be fun to give you a little bit of a backstory of how the Virtual Assistant Studio was born. So you've likely heard my story before, or a version of it at least, but I was burning the candle from both ends in a job that didn't really light me up. I worked for Michael Kors. You've probably heard of it if you are into designer product or handbags or watches or even just stumbled across the section in a Macy's. I was a district trainer for them and I managed a store outside of Atlanta and would travel to other stores along the East Coast just teaching and training their teams and store managers. I partnered with a lot of executives within the company to come up with a really unique training program, one that I had implemented within my own store, and we had one of the lowest turnover rates within the company, which is actually unheard of in retail. If you've ever worked it, then you know that. But I worked for Michael Kors for 7 years. I was the youngest store manager in the company history, and I ran one of the most successful stores, like I said, with the lowest turnover rate. And if I'm being honest, I truly loved the people that I worked with. I loved the teaching portion of my job. I could just do without the crazy hours and the general public, as bad as that sounds. Although, I have to say, that job equipped me with so many of the skills that I use literally today. I think people in retail can get a bad rap because oftentimes I feel like people think of like the cashier at Walmart that gets paid like minimum wage and you can tell is just so unhappy to be there. And they're not really thinking of the high-level thinkers that are running these multi-million dollar stores. And all of that to be said, when the pandemic hit, I was laid off from my job. Me along with thousands of other people in the world. And it was kind of shaking because our stores were open 364 days out of a 365 day year. And we were expected to be there sometimes at 4 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the morning. And we worked these crazy hours and we committed so much of our time and energy to these companies. And it just was shocking to be let go so quickly. And at that same time, my husband was one of the lucky ones who had COVID. And he was home from work. This was before any sort of, it was at the very beginning of the pandemic. So there were not laws or restrictions around having to pay employees. Like nobody really knew what was happening or what was going to happen. And we quickly went from a two-income household, which is how we built our lives around, to a no-income household. And if it wasn't for our savings account, we would have been in serious trouble. I'm talking like, I'm not really sure how we would pay our bills. But I had freelanced just here and there over the years. And truly, I never even thought of turning it into a business. I knew that being a virtual assistant existed. It just sounded so elusive. And I kind of felt like, oh, like virtual assistants make like $8 an hour because you hear about people in other countries and that's what they're charging. And let me just tell you, like, that is not the case. But every time I would get onto Facebook, I would see people looking for help with things like social media and graphics and how do I get an email list up and running? And I really want to make sure that I'm reaching my audience. Like, can I use Pinterest to do that? And there were these business owners that had built these successful businesses and they had these large audiences and they needed the help and they wanted the help, but they truly just didn't know where to go to find the help and to find the right people. And they didn't have time to look for them. And they surely didn't have time to train them. So I just went for it. Before I knew it, I was on calls. I was talking to people on Zoom, which I had literally never even used before. And they were asking me for things like pricing and invoices and a list of my skills and when can I start and all of these things that I literally was like, I had no idea how to even answer them. I mean, of course you play it cool in the moment, but I would get off a call and literally go Google like how to send an invoice, what should my contract include, like all of these things that are just a part of my day-to-day now, which is so funny to think about. And truthfully, I really didn't overthink any of it because in my head, I'm like, okay, this is all temporary. Like I'm just doing this until I go back to my job. And anytime I didn't know how to do something, I would just figure. Are you ready to ditch the 9-to-5 and start making actual money online? Do you dream about being able to have freedom in the middle of the day, set your own schedule, and never have to sacrifice time with your family? Me too, friend. Here's the thing. I used to be exactly where you are now. I went through countless courses, Facebook groups, and free online resources trying to figure out this whole online thing until one day it all clicked. And within 4 weeks, I had built out my virtual assistant business with no social media and, get this, no website. I quit my job and I never looked back. Now I'm teaching you to do the same. If you're ready to build your very own profitable virtual assistant business so that you can make full-time income during nap time, head on over to thevirtualassistantstudio.com/course to learn more. And I'm still very much that way today, and I think that's kind of the charm in running your own business. But here's what I will say. My journey leading me to this moment did not happen overnight. It wasn't like I woke up and all of a sudden, like, boom, I had this business. It was years in the making. So back in 2016, I had just gotten married, which was so fun. I literally would love to have a wedding again. Side note, I loved wedding planning so much that I started my own wedding planning business after I did my own wedding because it was just so fun to me. And then I quickly realized, like, oh, I work retail and I work on weekends and I can't also plan weddings on weekends. So I didn't get very far with that. But I had just gotten married. I was out of college. So all of a sudden I had all this free time on my hands because I was that person who worked full time during college and also had a full time job and an internship. And I honestly don't even know when I had time to sleep. But I had just experienced my first miscarriage. And I'll probably do an episode on that in its entirety as well. But I was searching for connection in a moment of my life that felt so very lonely. I truly think that was the most lonely I've ever felt. And it was then that I stumbled across a podcast episode of Jenna Kutcher, which, if you don't follow her, I highly recommend. She is amazing, and she is the host of the Gold Digger podcast. And she was talking about her experience with pregnancy loss. And this was the first time that someone that was kind of close in age to me and kind of in the same walk of life, she also came from a retail background, and I just found like these small points of connections where I was like, wow, she really gets it. Like, she's walked in my shoes. And it was that podcast episode that led me to listen to every other podcast episode of hers since. But it was also that experience that unlocked the door to this magical online world that entrepreneurs like ourselves live in. From there, I took courses on things like social media. I mean, when I took a course on Instagram before Instagram stories was even existed, which is so funny to me. I took Pinterest courses and email marketing courses and courses on how to create a course and content creation and being a blogger and being an influencer. And I read books. I all of a sudden dove into the self-help section, and I was all about time management and how do I build habits of a successful person and business strategy. And I literally had no idea what I was going to do with all this information. But I was eating it up. It was so fascinating and so fun. And I just wanted to know more. And it was just so cool to me that there were these people out there who had built their own businesses, were living this life that they completely designed on their own. Like, they could wake up at 5 a.m. or they could wake up at 7 a.m. and they could decide that they want to take their kid to the park in the middle of the day, or they could decide that they're going to implement the strategy within their business. And then that led to a result. Like, the whole concept was so cool. And I would do these things during my hour commute to work back and forth each day, or on my lunch break, or in the evenings instead of watching Netflix. Like, I would watch a masterclass instead. Like, this is literally what I spent my time doing. And I did this for 4 years. I knew I wanted to run my own business, but I was also the person that wanted to make a greater impact. And I knew I had the potential to do that, if I wasn't working my current job. I knew I was capable, but I was also really realistic. Like, I was never going to be the person to leave a job with a great salary and great benefits and great people and a job that I was good at to, like, take a leap and all of a sudden just be like, I'm going to go start a business. Like, that was not me in the least bit. And that's why I stayed so long, because in my head, I'm like, this does not make sense. But I knew, I'm like, I just feel like all the pieces, I feel like I'm missing a piece of the puzzle. Like, I'm like, there's something out there. I just haven't found it and I haven't figured it out. So I waited. And I'm so glad that I did, because the timing could not have been any more perfect. And I'm just so thankful for a situation that was so sad and had such a negative effect on people. And truthfully, it had a negative effect on our family too. Fast forward 4 years, it's 2020. And, you know, the world literally shut down. I was shaken. Our savings account was depleting fast. We didn't really know what was going to happen. My husband's health was at risk. Like, there was a lot of, oh, and did I mention we had a tiny little one-year-old at home with us? So there was a lot of moving parts, but I was able to take my skills from my retail management job and my degree in PR and all the knowledge that I had acquired over the past 4 years. And I just went for it, because it sounds crazy, but I had nothing to lose. I was brave, and more importantly, I was bold. I would send emails and respond to people's posts and send messages, and I didn't really care if the answer was going to be no or even if they didn't respond, because there was this little tiny voice in my head that told me to keep going. That right there is when the Virtual Assistant Studio was born. I'm not kidding when I tell you, within 4 weeks, I had replaced my full-time income and was able to do it all while my baby napped upstairs and my husband was recovering on the couch. Were there moments of self-doubt? Oh my God, yes. Like, I literally still have those daily, but I've also learned to push those aside and to keep going. I built this business that literally changed my entire life. And all I can think is, wow, other women need to hear this, because you need to know that you can do it too, which is exactly why I wanted to take this moment and first off say thank you for being here and thank you for listening. I seriously cannot wait to dive into all things business and marketing and running a successful business and being a mom of two, which is crazy. And if you take one thing away from today's episode, let it be this. The difference between those that are quote unquote successful and those that are not is that the ones that are successful, they kept going. They pushed forward when they felt silly and uncomfortable, and when they worried about what their friends and family would think, and when people didn't quite understand what they were doing. Because let me tell you, I'm pretty sure my family still does not understand, like, how I make money. They're like, wait, so you do, like what do you do? But what do you do? And it's so funny. And trying to explain it to strangers, like, no matter how many times I practice my elevator pitch, like, I feel like I'm not quite there yet. But that doesn't matter. Because what matters is that little tiny voice in your head telling you that you are meant for more. I had it. And honestly, I know if you're listening to this podcast right now, you probably have it too. And I want you to listen to it, because guess what? It's there for a reason. I'm over here doing a little happy dance because you just finished another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. Is it just me, or was that filled to the brim with juicy goodness? If you're anything like me and are wanting even more business, marketing, and strategy tips coupled with real life, follow along with us over on Instagram at the Bold Business Podcast. And be sure to check out the show notes for any free resources, links mentioned, or coupon codes and more. And if you loved this episode, please do me a favor and go ahead and tap that subscribe button and leave us a review. Until next time, and remember, let's be bold together.